Yes.
From the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works, and the Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit System, submitting an informational report regarding the effects of the State of Wisconsin Transportation Brokerage Program on MCTS. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Grant.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, committee members, I should introduce Dan Bain. He is our Chief Administrative Officer and DBE Officer, and he oversees our paratransit operation, so I've asked him to join us this morning. We also have in the audience with us our Director of Paratransit Services, Ms. Carmi Piat. The report before the committee is an update on the fiscal impact of the State Transportation Management Broker System and how that system will impact the Milwaukee County Transit System. Prior to July 1 of this year, Medicaid recipients utilized Transit Plus for some of their non-emergency medical transportation trips, such as rides to dialysis treatments and appointments to doctors. At present, about 100,000 non-emergency medical trips are taken annually on Transit Plus paratransit van services. The cost of these rides have been fully reimbursed to MCTS by the State of Wisconsin. However, as of July 1, 2011, reimbursement for these rides will be discontinued or has been discontinued by the state and replaced by its transportation management broker, which is a firm that the state has contracted with out of Atlanta. The name of that firm is Logisticare. Today, Medicaid eligible recipients must use the broker to schedule their non-emergency medical trips. There were three exceptions specified by the state, and those exceptions include members who are enrolled in HMOs in southeastern Wisconsin, which certainly includes Milwaukee County, members who live in a nursing home, as well as members, Medicaid members who are enrolled in family care. The fiscal impact of this change by the state moving to a broker as it relates to our 2011 budget is about $812,000. We are seeing, and at this time and have been seeing, a continual decrease in van ridership on Transit Plus. So at this time, we expect to offset this revenue loss by a decrease in expenses from the decrease in van rides that we're seeing. And we anticipate that that trend will continue for the balance of this year. And certainly if that trend does not continue, we will be advising the committee of any fiscal problems that we anticipate. We also are taking steps to notify nursing homes that the Transit Plus if they desire to utilize the Transit Plus program, they can no longer do so with respect to Medicaid-covered services. However, if an individual that's in a nursing home wants to take a medical trip, they can continue to do so, but they will be required to pay the base fare, which is $3.25 at this time. If there are any questions, I address those questions.
Senator Washington.
David, sure. Could you just explain this broker program? How is this, what's the basic impact on the citizens of Milwaukee County since we're switching from one system, or the state is switching from one system to another?
Sure. I'll let Mr. Bain address that.
Committee, Mr. Chairman, a Medicaid recipient living at home presently can call the broker and arrange for any medical transportation through the broker. In the past, that individual may have called Transit Plus and booked a ride with us, and we, through Milwaukee County, were able to get reimbursed the full cost of that ride. So it's confusing for individuals in the community that have to go through this change that the state has mandated. The biggest effect on the transit system in Milwaukee County is the elimination of the mechanism by which we were able to seek reimbursement for a service, transportation to a medical appointment, that Medicaid and Medicaid waiver programs have always covered in the past. So effectively, the state has eliminated that mechanism for us, and it's unclear whether individuals in the community will continue to book their rides through Transit Plus, hence a possible fiscal impact, or whether they will, in fact, call the new broker that the state has put in place.
A person calls this broker, and then they act as the intermediary and call up whether it's cab company A or Transit Plus or whoever to provide them the service to get them from point A to point B?
Correct. The broker has contracts with transportation providers. They do not have a contract with the Milwaukee County Transit System or Transit Plus or Milwaukee County. So they would be directing individuals that call the broker to other transportation providers with which they have contracts for transportation services.
Right. Well, I guess maybe I'll editorialize a little bit here, but it just seems that kind of strange that the state would enter into this arrangement without having with a company that doesn't have at least some kind of relationship with the largest transportation company in southeastern Wisconsin and that people are used to using. Do you know what kind of information they may have sent out to people who are now going to be affected by this change? Do they even know that a so-called broker exists to give them a ride?
Supervisors and Mr. Chairman, there certainly has been some information issued by both the broker LogistiCare and the state of Wisconsin. I would say that information has been somewhat limited at up to this point. You know, it's fairly early in this process, and we ourselves are still trying to digest, you know, how this is all going to play out and how these individuals would ultimately get the rides that they need for their medical concerns. We, for example, are currently receiving a number of calls at our Transit Plus offices from individuals asking for information regarding this program, and we are trying to assist them as best as we can, also referring them to LogistiCare to answer their questions.
One last thing, just so I have it clear that, so if a resident in Milwaukee County calls up this broker, because no relationship currently exists with Transit Plus, that they're not going to refer them to our system, that there will be some other transportation company that will then take them to that appointment?
Supervisor, it's our understanding that the broker can only refer individuals to transportation providers that they have a contract with. They do not have a contract with Milwaukee County Transit or our Transit Plus program.
Okay, thank you. And I guess, once again, I think that you said this company is located in Atlanta.
My understanding, it is an Atlanta-based firm, and that they have operations throughout the nation.
Thank you, Bert.
Supervisor Harris.
Change on mine. I think I have the answer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What I'd like to request, I just would request of the chairman more than the MCTS. We can put the request out there, but it would be nice to see if we could get somebody here at this committee from the state transportation to come talk to us and give us more information on this. Because I mean, I can tell that it's not your fault, but you have very limited information, and it's, you know, I'm just wondering. I just feel like we need more information, and that supervisor would want to give, like Supervisor Weishman was saying, more contact information, et cetera, how the program, I mean, this is 100,000 people, or rides, I should say, in need of services. So I would just like to make that request if we could, or somehow I think it'd be nice to have, not necessarily the Atlanta brokerage system, but maybe someone from the state transportation that could come and help us out and speak about it. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Grant, excuse me. Now, can you explain medical and non-medical? So when we get those phone calls that this broker is saying, if you don't have a non-medical ride, you have to pay, because you really didn't get any more in depth, that they would have to pay the full boat of the transportation. So they're making them more dependent on this themselves independent, not independent, but more dependable of their family and everything else. Can you go more into that, please? And can you tell me a little bit more about this brokerage firm and how, have you heard anything positive or negative about this firm operating out of Atlanta?
I'll start with the latter question. I have not heard anything positive or negative about the firm up to this point. There have been some news articles out of Madison where some of the providers that they've contracted with have already discontinued contracts with them due to problems associated with coordinating transportation services. With respect to your former question, I'll defer to Mr. Bain, but I think the easiest way to distinguish between non-medical emergency services and medical services is what we're talking about are rides or trips that are Medicaid covered. You know, that is what the distinction is whether or not the ride is our transportation service is something that is covered by Medicaid. Now, ask Mr. Bain to expand upon that.
I can't expand much more upon that. That pretty much covers it. But please.
Can you tell me what was covered by Medicaid and what's not covered by Medicaid?
Well, our understanding is that Medicaid covers medical services, and if you need transportation to that medical service, Medicaid will cover that transportation. So a Medicaid recipient that would like to travel for a recreational purpose, visit a relative, go to a movie, that would not be a trip that would be covered, paid for by Medicaid. Going to a physician for a regular checkup or a visit for an acute or chronic condition would be covered as a transportation service.
So, yes, it's my understanding. If they're going to a doctor, why can't they call it Trans Plus then, saying, hey, I'm going to a doctor for an analysis, going for a physician, versus going to a broker? Can they still use you?
They can call Transit Plus, and we will provide that ride, and we will no longer have the means to get reimbursed from the state of Wisconsin for roughly $20 to $25 for each one of those rides. Hence, if that occurs for the remainder of this year, the program will see a drop in revenue of approximately $800,000 for the rest of 2011.
So are you steering people to a broker firm now?
The degree to which we can, and that's very limited because we don't steer people that want to board the 40-foot buses at any bus stop towards another option, and we need to be an open and accessible paratransit service. We can't discriminate based on trip purpose for individuals. So we can educate them about the Logisticare option, and I think that will be challenging in these early startup times when people call us to complain about the lack of service they're getting from Logisticare. I don't think we're welcoming them back with open arms. I think we're encouraging them to continue to work through the broker, but we are limited in what we can do. And the nature of this report is to address one portion of those rides, and that's rides from nursing homes to medical appointments. And the state has established a mechanism for nursing homes to get reimbursed, a specific mechanism with specific reimbursement rates. So we are going to work to inform nursing homes and encourage them to go through the state rather than send those individuals towards us. If they choose to do that, we would look to charge them a agency rate or a more fully allocated cost of the ride. It's one of the small things we can do to protect the integrity of the budget of the paratransit program.
I understand that, but are you in a business going in default that you're going to have a deficit, that you cannot inform people exactly what's going on?
We don't anticipate having a deficit situation at this time, Mr. Chairman. However, in effort to try to be clear, individuals who may be seeking transportation services for a medical-related appointment, while the while those trips should be scheduled to the broker, we know and would expect that some of these individuals are, in fact, paratransit eligible clients. And so they do have a right to schedule their trip through Transit Plus. As Mr. Bayman indicated, however, they will be required to pay the base fare, which is $3.25, and we will no longer be reimbursed by the state of Wisconsin for those rides. So that's one reason why we're watching this very closely to see how this whole broker concept evolves over the next few months.
My last comment or question, what about border to border? And what about those non-medical rides? Are you providing those too?
Currently, we continue to provide paratransit services countywide. Yes.
And what about the non-medical?
That would include non-medical trips as well.
And are you getting reimbursed for it, or do they pay the whole $32.50?
As of July 1st, we are not getting reimbursed for those rides by the state of Wisconsin.
So we're paying.
Well, unfortunately, that cost has been absorbed by Milwaukee County.
Any questions? Supervisor Thomas.
Now that we're going to, it seems almost like a private public partnership where we have this broker that contracts with private transportation firms. Is there a DB component to that? And if so, what is it? And have we got it?
Supervisor, Mr. Chairman, I'm not aware of the terms of the contract between the state and Logisticare, so I'm not able to answer whether or not there is, in fact, a DBE component.
Mr. Chairman, I'm hoping this is appropriate. We have Ms. Webb in the audience, and I don't want to put her on the spot, but if she could.
Ms. Webb, come forward.
If she feels comfortable, maybe giving us a little bit more information and enlightening us.
Good morning. My name is Rita Webb. I'm director of the Office of Community Business Development Partners, and I'm sorry to say I know no more than Mr. Gray.
Mr. Chairman, if we could get some information, ascertain that information, I think it would be beneficial for us to at least try to support local businesses if we're going to make this change.
The change made, stay made.
Well, the change is made, but I'm saying if we're going to, since this change has been made, we should be supporting local DBE businesses, or just local businesses, I think, as a whole, making sure that they're at least within the county limits.
So I think Jay's asked us to get them on our September agenda. We're going to try.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other questions? Supervisor McCoskey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Ms. Bull.
I think all of us are sitting here wondering what the end point is, because this is just another not only attack on the system, but it's starving the beast. And the item just before this, dealing with the vans, obviously a small piece. But now when you start dealing with people with disabilities and in essence, a lack of customer service from Milwaukee County's point, because we can't financially handle it. And then we all are bracing ourselves for what the budget is going to show for 2012. I mean, who's kidding who here? I mean, the transit system is being choked. I mean, there's no other way to say it. Fine, if the state wants to choke the system, then I'd like to know what plan B is. I mean, what is... So if the end point is death, then who's going to pick it up, okay? And we're all sitting here seeing this train going into the mountain, and we can't stop it, okay? And I guess what's very discouraging, okay, is that the governor spent 8 years as the Milwaukee County executive, and if anyone had an idea of how critical Milwaukee County's mass transit is, it would be him. And so, I'm sorry, it has to be said, but, you know, we're sitting here watching this train go into the cliff.
You mean the bus going on the train?
Sure, the bus.
Yeah. But even though he was here for 8 years, but he really didn't support transit, so what can you say?
What's the end point?
The end point that we have to figure out, and hopefully he would get on board and get us our dedicated fund. Our dedicated fund.
I thought you were concluding.
I was.
Okay. Are you finished?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, pardon me. Excuse me. I want just a quick point of personal privilege,
sure,
if I can. Thank you very much. The first thing I wanted to say is I wanted to apologize to the chairman and our committee members because I had a total scheduling error. I was at the courthouse. I'm sorry. So please let the record reflect that I'm here. And because of that, I truly apologize, but also I wanted to be added as a I vote on number 4, please. And I'm not sure if I can do this out of turn as well. If I was here, I'd have wanted to be a co-sponsor as well on item number 4. So if you'll extend me that courtesy, I'll appreciate it, Mr. Chairman.
Just a second. Any other items for item? Any other questions for item number 3? Not. Supervisor Demetri, ask unanimous consent to be voting in favor of item number 4 and also unanimous consent to be a sponsor of item number 4. Anyone object? Anyone object? If not, so
thank you.
Anything else? Item number 5.